Preface. This book was written to help prepare persons desiring to go to the temple for the first time to receive their temple endowment. This book should also be helpful for persons who have received their temple endowment and wish to understand more about what they have already experienced. This book begins with a discussion of the great plan of happiness, or salvation, that I believe will answer some questions I have heard young people ask. An understanding of the great plan of happiness greatly facilitates an understanding of temple ordinances. We don't discuss all the details of what we have experienced outside the temple, for God has commanded that we trifle not with sacred things. God will not be mocked, but every child of God, living or deceased, will someday learn more about Jesus Christ and be invited to receive authorized ordinance for themselves. I didn't want my 6 children to be anxious before receiving their temple endowments, so I wanted to tell them what to expect. But I wasn't sure where to draw the line as to what to discuss and what not to discuss. Consequently, I punted. I didn't tell them nearly as much as I could have. Since that time, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has provided more information online and in approved books that make clear what we can discuss with our children. Also, as I have pondered this issue, I have noticed that general teaching techniques used in the endowment are similar to teaching techniques found in familiar scriptures and familiar ordinances. As a result, I feel much better prepared to instruct the next generations, including my grandchildren, as they prepare to receive their own temple endowments. I have incorporated some of this additional information and insight into this book, Temple Preparation Book for My Grandchildren. Please be at peace as you plan to go to the temple. Your Heavenly Father loves you more than you can possibly understand. He wants you to feel comfortable. He has designed the temple ordinances and covenants to help you feel His love and His peace, and also to help you continue to grow into the kind of being only you, as a literal child of God, can be.